Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
That's right, hearts and parts. In each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, Murph.
Hey, girl. How are you, Diana?
I'm doing really well today. I'm excited about this guest.
You smell great. And I'm also excited about this guest, who smells magnificent himself. We'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Dietrich Davis.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm relaxed.
Good.
Spilt wine all over the place. So I feel good.
Yeah.
It's a good way to kick it off. I mean, it shows we're all loose and feeling good. Well, you know, Dietrich Davis is a beast on Twitter. He's all over Twitter. You can follow him at Dietrich Davis. He's currently pitching a show to A&E.
He just finished building a website. That's www.myeyesyourworld.com. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about that.
And also, go ahead.
Oh, and you're That's pitching a comic book, project, Secret Six?
The Secret Six, yeah, I'm going to film a 30-minute short, and since I got some people inside of Warner, that is to pitch the short to show the quality of filmmaking I can do and that I can compete on the same level of everyone else, so I could put myself in the running for Avengers, for Justice League in 2021,
awesome.
I know it's been pushed back, and it depends on what Superman does.
That's great.
In the next week.
Which I think
no
will,
one knows what Superman's going to do.
I saw a good portion of it.
This guy's sneaking peeks.
Yeah, I saw a good portion of it. Once people see the General Zod fight scene between, what's the guy playing Jor-El?
Russell Crowe.
Once they see Russell Crowe.
Taylor Moore knows it's Russell Crowe.
Right. You know what it is? I remember his name at any time. I couldn't think of it right now. No, but between Russell Crowe and General Zod, that's it. They've already won the crowd over. Mm. And it's not an action film. It's not what people think it is. It's really a coming of age story.
See, that's what's more important, because I felt the first one whiffed on the coming of age
part. You mean the Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Oh, that was incestual. That was man touching boy.
that was brought that's out a lot of desires deep in people kind of that they didn't know they had.
Yeah.
And also Mr. Davis, if you're nasty, is what you go by on Twitter. You're also a former professional wrestler. You have some experience wrestling in the ring.
Yeah, still in negotiations with WWE right now. So it's a process.
You sound like you do everything.
Yeah,
you know what
a man
it was?
About town.
It started with me doing one thing, and then I stopped. And then I said, let me figure out something else to do. So in the figuring out something else to do, I acquired a lot of little
You became
talents.
A media renaissance
right.
man.
Right, and then I got, and then I started getting credible, and that was the I didn't realize I was credible until about a year ago when my boy Logic said to me, he goes, you know, people actually listen to what you say, they actually care what you say. He goes, and every time you show up at something, you do bring some legitimacy. So I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Logic was the little bird in our ear. And then we're like, we need to bring him on Ménage à Trois. We need to have a threesome with this gentleman.
Oh, no, he's a good guy. I think he just moved to Los Angeles. He's back and forth between the two states.
Nice.
Between here and New York.
So you already mentioned the wine that you dumped on the stairs.
Yeah, I couldn't help
it. We got a little red wine up in here.
I tell you what it was.
Wine and dine.
It was the banana bread. It went straight to my cock.
The banana bread.
And I was like... I said, this is making my dick heavier. And I couldn't balance myself. And my vertical balance fell off. And... That was it.
Next thing you
Your
know,
boner just swept the glass right,
right
off
right,
the counter.
Right. Well, really, one of my legs is my dick. I just taught it to bend and put it in a shoe.
That's a trick.
it's an art form.
That's a scientific anomaly.
I'll show you how it works in a few.
I love, well, the lights are dim. It's time to show that third leg off.
I don't want to mess the equipment up.
It's nice that we're actually having wine for once, because I believe this is the first time for the wine and dine that we've actually had
this
wine.
This is a romantic drink, the red wine.
I'm a big wine drinker. I'm a residential alcoholic.
Well, you're sitting across from two of them.
You're among good friends here.
I know this man. how we met was at a job that we used to work at together. And
was that at the Museum of Sex?
At the Museum of Sex. And we clicked immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, two hustlers there. We knew we weren't going to be there long.
I figured out we both said that. Like, my first week, I said I'd give it 6 months. But I took him for everything. It's all right, because I collected like 2 years unemployment off of Dan.
What?
I had a year of unemployment.
Oh, well, you got to. I teach you that trick how to zero out.
Yeah, I need that's.
They gave me 99 weeks.
Yikes!
99 weeks of 405, but it was a flim flam I had to pull.
See, yeah, there's moves to be pulled.
I need
just
help.
Am not
I'm
aware
working
of.
A job like a schmuck over here, and you guys are just Getting free money from the government.
That's right. You know, when you're black, you have to get free money. Is that food stamps or unemployment?
Or unemployment.
Both ways, it brings pussy, so you're good to go.
Well, there's just...
Speaking of bringing pussy.
That brings free food.
Which endeavor would you say in your career brings you the most puss?
Being Dietrich Davis. What do you expect? I'm kind of a big deal. Let me stop.
24/7.
No, which
like, you know, is it like your wrestling history or like,
no, you know what
it is?
Is when I, it's just the way I interact with females, I think.
Yeah.
Because
I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad.
I'm feeling it.
No, that's me under the, oh, you feel the left side.
That leg. That, he's playing footsie with that leg.
No, but I don't know. My homegirl said to me the other day something about oozing. Like, you walk into a room and you think, I wonder how he fucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what it is. I think, I don't know. I just
You're also
I
a presence physically. We can't see it through these microphones. I think we can probably feel it through these microphones,
no,
but
this
we can't
is a
see
buff,
it.
I can make
dude.
You feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 301 pounds. And
301 on the dot.
I just made it. I was trying to hit 310, but I'll stop at 301. I don't want to be like fat.
No,
you're not fat. You're diesel.
I hope so.
There's a difference
in the gym twice a day. Killing myself.
Twice a day?
Yeah. So first in the morning is treadmill, elliptical, Stairmaster, rowboat, and then it's weights.
Do you ever get laid at the gym?
Oh, man, there's so much pussy at the gym. But I don't talk at the gym. I have no time for talking.
Well, just you don't work. Have to talk.
No, you talk at the desk. But I make sure I wear sweatpants with no underwear for those bitches.
Just love heavy hanging at
heavy
the hitting. Gym.
So when you're on the treadmill, it just swings left and right, and the chicks
Wait,
are like...
Wait, what gym is this?
Where, what gym can I find the pendulous cock for? Swaying back and
forth. No, it's I don't when I'm at the gym, I don't talk. It's at, when we get to the desk, we could talk sex, pussy, make an appointment if you want. Just remember, I have a girl and she will shoot me, so you got to stay in the confines.
Oh, so you're in a relationship?
Oh yeah, I've been in a relationship like for 2-3 years now.
Nice.
Going on, nice.
Two something like that.
That's great.
Two and a
congrats
half, I hope. I don't know.
So we'd like to talk here. We like to talk about working out. We like to talk about sex. We like to talk about the combination of the two, which is kind of a scientific experiment. So let's slide into sexy science. This is where we rip articles from headlines. We just rip shit from the news.
Ripped from the headlines.
That combine our loves of both sex and science. Mm-hmm. And this one here is from Health and Family. And it's very topical. This is Michael Douglas.
The sex gave him cancer thing?
Yeah.
The oral sex.
I saw the headline. I said he could eat a dick. I don't believe him. He's just weak.
Well, he eating dick apparently cannot get you.
No, it can. It's both.
It's both.
He's just blaming it on cunnilingus because that's what he's doing.
Well, he's eating. Michael Douglas
he can't get a
dicks fucking, in his mouth.
He can't get an erection no more. Look at him. He's Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
he's old.
He's ancient.
He married Catherine Zeta-Jones out of just beauty, obviously.
Yeah.
And she needed a steady paycheck, so it Look worked at, out perfectly.
Here we go.
It's a win-win situation.
No,
there.
You know what it is? It's funny. I used to know this chick who had like cancer cells or something in her, like her mouth, like mm-hmm. a cancer situation.
Oh no!
And I was like, I would fuck her, but I don't want her to give me head and then give me cancer in my dick. So
right.
I'm good to go.
You don't
that was
play
a
with
cruel
you
situation.
You were ahead of the curve on this.
Well,
no.
What makes me nervous about this headline is I don't want people to not go down on each other because of this.
Right.
You know, it's like people need to be informed, but you don't want people being like, oh, I'm not going to eat any more pussy
Number
because
one,
of Michael Douglas.
I'm not going to test a, I'm not going to believe in a scientific claim from a fallen out of Hollywood actor. That's number one.
Yeah.
right.
And number two, I'm not going to take a claim like this from a fallen out of Hollywood actor. No, I don't. Come on.
Well, he also, what was said was that his throat cancer was caused by HPV, which he got from oral sex.
Which is
and
an STD.
He said he's, you know, smoking and drinking his whole life, but he said that that had nothing to do with
I,
it.
I smoke a cigar once a day, and I think he's, fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck Michael
he
Douglas.
He could eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick,
and
Michael
get
Douglas.
HPV.
He could eat a dick. HPV ass bastard.
All right. Let's not just give amazing advice to Michael Douglas. Let's give some advice to our listeners and listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
All right. Our first question comes from Pamela from Columbus via
Hello,
our email at menage2hourradio@gmail.com.
You got to make sure these, especially the women, send pictures because you can choose to pick the question by the beauty.
By the question, by the beauty. And we'll shun all of you hideous looking. So don't you dare. If you
don't,
if you're not up to snuff, don't
you
send us.
You cows, you peripheral cocksucking slores.
Wait, if you're
fucking sloth to the penis.
Oh my God. If you're unattractive, send a poem to show us you're pretty on the inside.
I can't do it.
Count it.
All right. This, what is her name?
Pamela.
Pamela asks, I recently met a man at the grocery store and we really hit it off. After four amazing dates, he revealed he's a Catholic priest. He said he really wants to have sex with me. I'm not a Catholic or even religious, but I feel bad about it. Should I be an accomplice of his cheating on God?
As long as she doesn't have any 14-year-old kids, sure.
Yeah.
Boys,
keep
them
that. The boys. The young
All right,
boys.
Keep
no,
your
she should do it. She should do it. She should do it.
Well, that's some Thornbird shit right there.
Before
I mean,
he goes, well, he's not supposed to have sex, right?
Right.
Well,
that's...
tell her to say 50 Hail Marys and blow his dick. Get it over with.
Do your penance before the act.
Ask for absolution immediately.
And you know you're going to need it.
Can she give her confession to him right after?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Forgive
yeah,
me, Father, for I've sinned.
As she wipes the cum from his lips. Like, I have sinned. I fucked the priest
you
in the
You just saw
ass.
Me sin. Strapped one on for this for the man for the clergyman. Well, I think also this just doesn't. This is hard because I don't really care about that. So I.
But I'm sure it's happening all over the
well,
place.
Well, it's definitely it's, happening. It's. I mean, it's.
I know a nun.
Sexual
right now
repression is trouble.
Who gives a phenomenal blowjob?
You know a naughty nun?
A naughty nun.
I think she's a nun. I think she became a nun. I think she went full blown. I don't know. I haven't seen the bitch in a while. So.
She's.
I use bitch as a form of engagement. I call men bitches and women bitches. So please, if anybody get offended, fuck you very much. Is how I say it.
We don't mind. We don't mind the rough language here. Oh.
No, we're all over the coarse language. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's silly that you should. Yeah, I mean, definitely do what you want, and it's silly that it's that's the way it is anyway. Because from other religions outside the Catholic Church, their pastors and clergymen are allowed to marry
have
fuck,
children.
And they can be male or female. I mean, the Catholics are there's a lot going
it's
on.
A
there.
It's a
huge
business.
Business.
I want to market with them.
Yeah, let's. Well, I think we're doing our job so far.
Wait. Fuck the priest and then have him contact you, Davis,
right.
For some marketing.
For some marketing, and I'll make sure you're there.
All right.
Excellent.
Some solid advice.
Our next question comes from Ashley in Dallas. This is via our website, menageatoisradio.com. Ashley asks, I was caught cheating on my boyfriend of 4 years. He said he wants to continue dating, but only if he gets to have sex with one woman first to even the score. I really love him, and I know I made a mistake. Should I let him do it to keep the relationship alive?
She didn't make a mistake. Once after 5 minutes, you guys are full blown fucking. So obviously, she's fucked this guy a few days.
Right.
Break it off with your boyfriend. Get with the guy you're fucking on the side, and call it a day. He'll get over you. That's
right.
All right.
So you think like if there's any cheating in the first place, it's already a sign that something's wrong.
I don't want to answer that question quite right because I might put myself in a hole.
Oh,
so what
boy.
I will say.
No, don't get.
No, some people cheat because it's the second nature to them.
Right.
I'm not going to. Men and women, it's not a man or a woman thing. I think some people just cheat because it's just fucking.
It's habitual.
That's what they do.
I've been around a lot of women who are in wild scenarios that are just dedicated to their man. And then there's some women who are just like, they'll fucking slip on any dick coming. So.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that guy has something her man didn't have, and she needs to reevaluate her relationship and realize what she wants. Because he might have just triggered on something that she's always wanted and never gotten. And then the guy she's dealing with is what she
really
is.
Wants.
Maybe not what she wants, but she will. What's the right word I'm looking for? She will just become. I just said this to a chick the other day. Complacent.
Right.
Oh, right.
You will because she
with
will become
what she had. Yeah.
Right.
Even though she wanted more.
Right. She wanted more, and she became complacent with him, obviously. And then when her superstar came through the door, she took the opportunity. Or she's just a fucking bitch, and she just wants to suck the next guy's dick.
So either if you are a bitch that just wants to suck the next guy's dick, then you know who you are. But if you just made a mistake, then it might have tapped into something greater
just,
that you were
I
looking
like what
for
you
in your
said when you said reevaluate.
She just needs
she
to reevaluate
to
because in reality,
out.
She obviously. Some people cheat because, like I said, they just got cheating in them. But maybe there was something that she wanted to do and she had to get it out of her system.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't fuck her long enough. Maybe he doesn't shoot the biggest low. Maybe she doesn't get to go down on him the way she wants. Maybe she doesn't get to have the length of sex. It's a combination of things. But I think with her situation, reevaluate the man. Reevaluate yourself first and then realize cause she might not be the right man, woman for him in reality that he's not the right man for her.
Right. And I like that one of the qualifications may very well be the volume of his load. If he doesn't shoot the biggest load, he might not be
what
she's looking
for. Oh, you
got to
paint that bitch face. If her face is not as white as a train station.
then the load is not big enough.
Then you're not doing your job.
White train stations.
Amazing. All right, our third and final question comes from at Gorgeous Gorge via our Twitter. At
that's
Minaj
a tranny.
Radio.
That's definitely.
Well, let's hear this
that's
question.
That's a tranny handle.
When it comes to the male genitalia, how big is too big?
I don't know. I'm pretty much. I don't know. What the fuck she mean? How big is too big?
I don't know.
Looking for? Let's.
It's an open question.
In inches. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think girth is always more. I think that's where it really starts to get to be too much if there's a ton of girth, is my understanding of the fit in the pocket.
No, but if it's too long, depending on your vagina, it will hit your cervix, and that can be painful, but you still want that girth because that's what's sensitive.
No, the girth is, yeah.
My girlfriend went to a GYN, and they said I pushed her cervix back. I dented her cervix. So they told me, all jokes aside, no, seriously, they said I dented her cervix, so they said to have him pull back
ease little. Off a little bit
right.
Yeah,
you know, but well, I don't like tight pussy. You better be open, so
yeah. Right, well, yeah,
you coming it's... with me, I'm coming with girth and length, so you better be open. If your pussy is tight, keep that shit to yourself. I want it loose and dripping by the time I get there. I got no time for fighting with your fucking hole, bitch. I'm in and out like an OG classic. I'm from Best I Do or Die, take the girl, shoot the guy, you know.
This is the raw talk.
This is real talk. No,
I think that's what I was saying. The girth is something that you want more of to satisfy. But also, I'm saying that's where, because with the length you can pull back. You don't have to go all the way. With the girth, I think once the tip of it goes in, that's just the girth you're dealing with.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you a story. There was this girl, Asia, I was dating, and my boy tagged her. And we're Eskimo brothers. He tagged that. I tagged that two separate times. But I think she was jumping back and forth between the both of us because she's a fucking whore. And he goes, and I kid you not, you can call him up right now, get him on this little conversation. He goes, yeah, Dietrich was in hell last night. And he goes, yo, was you in Asia last night? I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I know.
Oh, my. The musk and the...
I got blessed. This body...
The air was left behind.
I said this to myself in the shower the other night. I said, this body is never going to happen again. I got blessed with a body and a fucking cock. And if I die, I need to come back with this body again because I'm shooting myself with any other scenario.
In the shower, this is the solo conversation.
When I die, I want to come back as Dietrich Davis.
Yeah.
It's not easy being me. It's not easy.
Well, I think one thing this brings up that I want to say quickly is there's a lot of talk about size, and a big dick is obviously a wonderful thing. But I think it's also finding someone that compatibility. Like for a tight pussy, you want the perfect dick for that. For a big pussy, you want a big dick. You know, it's finding your perfect genital match.
It depends on it really depends on the woman. It has nothing to do with the man. It's purely the woman. Some women do not like big penises at all. Some women do not like girth. Some women like length. Some women like...
Yeah, it is a personal thing.
It's really
thing, yeah.
down That's to the true. Woman what her preference is. And I always say three things. Pick a relationship, the type of penis she wants, the type of communication she has, and does she really want to tolerate the shit that long? You know, the normalcy of life with that guy.
Right.
Right.
You know, so it's day-to-day living, like it's trifecta. Penis, yeah, and it's the communication. You have good conversation?
You got to have a good conversation, but it really comes down to the individual woman. That question he or the tranny has to figure out on their own, literally. Like, they have to really figure it out. I say go out there and find yourself a bunch of fucking penises and narrow it down to what you want. I mean, free bowlers. I've thrown my dick and mouth on the table many times. So that's what she needs to do with her twat.
She needs to get out there and see what's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Gorgeous.
There was some serious advice in that for these listeners. I feel like they got a taste.
I've been around women a lot. This is what I do.
Right. Well, here's what we're gonna throw at you now. After we've given so much advice to others,
go ahead, throw it at me.
We're gonna come at you
in the eye
with some six sections. Cover those eyes. Put
on
those shades.
Six rapid fire sex questions.
Go ahead.
Dietrich Davis, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual partners. I need my name everywhere.
Mr. Davis, what's the sexiest animal?
A lion.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
I smashed already. Pass.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Prodigy, Smack My Bitch Up.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed. I need space.
What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Shut the fuck up when I tell you to.
Oh my. There's so many things in
so
there.
So many follow-ups we need to revisit.
The here. Lion is nice. I like that as a sexual.
I couldn't think of nothing else, and the last picture I saw was a lion on a chick shirt. But you know.
It looks sexy.
You know, king of the bees, king of the jungle.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. Sexy.
Who is the celebrity crush, if we may say, that you had sex with already?
It was at Gansevoort, and She's a. I tell you off record. She's a platinum. She sold a few million copies of albums.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. But I knew her through an association through my brother and sister. So we always been around.
Right.
Each other, but it went down like, you know, in Gansa rooftop.
So we went
That's
with.
Hot.
We went into the very misogynistic territory of smack my bitch up and shut the fuck up when I tell you to. That double duty there was going deep. Yeah, and then what was the... Oh, yeah, bed. I think bed makes the most sense with anyone.
You know, car is cool, this, that, and the other, but your bed is just...
You got full mobility in the bed. There's only a few things you can do in the car. You can do anything in the bed.
Right, unless you drive like a truck and you can fold the seat into the floor.
The flatbed, yeah, that's true.
Then you're good to go.
When you have that van that you're driving around and you can do anything.
The
pussy wagon with the mattress in the bed.
When this van's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, follow up on Smack My Bitch Up. You did say earlier a bitch can be a dude, a lady. It's just like kind of an attitude. Yeah,
and that's what that song is anyway.
Yeah, because it's really about a woman being abusive. But to me, that's an intense song.
It is.
And that's probably Prodigy's biggest hit. I'm a music dictionary, so that's probably...
I like Prodigy, too. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the stuff that spawned after Prodigy, but I like Prodigy.
But that was their high point and clearly what made them the most money they have ever made. I mean, they're phenomenal DJs and producers and everything like that, but that particular song, I think, touched everybody, no matter what part of the U.S. he was from. That song hit everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody was smacking their bitch up.
And it was in every movie for, like... It was a whole 96 through 99 era. Yeah, they made so much money off of that.
So we're going to continue the smacking our bitches up. We're going to stroll.
Oh, yeah, this is super.
We're going to stroll on into a little PC spotlight.
Our PC, which is our power couple of the week.
Oh, I thought it was like protective cop.
Protective custody.
Yeah, there you go.
She's a former pro wrestler and bodybuilder, current adult film star.
China.
He's a professional wrestler and aviation enthusiast, X-Pac.
So we're talking about China and X-Pac.
China and X-Pac.
They're back together?
Well, here's the thing. We go throughout history with PCs. I'm trying to start off with Triple H.
Yeah, I know.
You know Sean.
I know Sean Waltman. Well, he's probably smoking as we speak right now.
Yeah. I know he's had some rough days since.
No.
Which so many pro wrestlers
what's
have.
What's going on? They're back together or some shit?
Well, the whispers around town is that they might be back together again. Because they had their smash hit with One Night in China.
Yeah,
which
that was horrible.
The pornography.
Wait,
yeah,
that was their adult film?
That was their adult film.
Yeah, they had an adult film. He needs to grow some inches.
Yeah. Well, he's not
My
packing.
Thumb is bigger than his penis.
He's not packing.
And she has a huge clit, so are they just sword fighting?
Yeah, is her
I
clit...
like huge clits.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just do. I
think you're turned on by huge clits. That's fine. But like... also, is China's clit bigger than Xbox dick? That's the big question.
If, they're about the same.
If they eclipse well, equals.
No, but it's I don't know. She's weird.
Yeah.
She's a I know too much about that. She's fucking weird in general. I know why Triple H dumped her and why he got rid of her, but Sean, he's the guy who always likes the other guy's girl.
Right.
You ever met those guys? They like the other guy's girl.
They're always waiting in the wings, hiding in the shadows.
And that's what it was. And everybody knows. And Triple H and Sean are still friends. Paul and Sean are still friends. So they don't have no fucking issues. They're good with each other.
Well, and their personalities aside, is there something hot about two wrestlers getting together?
Two beefcakes on top?
No?
I mean, I like female bodybuilders, don't get me wrong. But my girlfriend's 4'11 and she's just in shape. I don't need all the female
muscle. Don't need
the image that just went through my mind of you with a woman under 5 feet. That's a sexy. That's a very masculine, very feminine.
Right. She
can
take a fucking dick. That's why I'm with her. I said all of this can go in there. Let's go, bitch. We're getting married. China is really a girly girl. When you meet her, she's really a woman. Mm-hmm. She just happened to be. She's a chick who could have been fat, and she chose to be a bodybuilder.
Right.
To save her body.
She beefed up, and she still had the custom made breast implants. So she still had the femininity in the ring outside of the.
She's not an ugly woman. The bitch got a strong ass jaw. That's all. She has reconstructive surgery on. But those two are just lost in translation.
Yeah,
they will always be in and out of relationships.
Right. Well, she also beat the shit out of him. Is that she? There was a domestic charge she had where she beat
twice,
him up.
Twice. Yeah. She's did it twice.
That's crazy.
That's a big woman. Yeah, this is a 5'10".
Well, and how often?
But Xbox not huge either. Triple H is a big dude, but Xbox is never.
He's
a
like
larger.
6'2", 190 something.
Right. Which is. Yeah, a tiny man.
And me and Triple
H, my 5'10".
Triple H is taller than me, but we're the same size. He's 270, so he's a big dude in general.
Right.
And he married the boss's daughter, so he's good.
Yeah, he made that play. Uh-huh.
Some people are making better choices than China and X-Pac are.
I think they are. Yeah, they're a tragic PC. A PC nonetheless, because they're both powerful, but a tragic combination. I believe China, with the adult industry and with China's, because there was claims that they were Scores was in New York was trying to get her to dance there.
The bitch can't dance. I've seen her dance.
She has no rhythm whatsoever. But the novelty of having her there would be a draw.
Well, that's how a lot of adult film stars make money in the business when they're not doing porn. They strip.
Oh, they hit the club or the circuit,
right?
Strip clubs.
So that's, and I know I used to manage strip clubs. So every so often, when a girl was in her downtime, they would find clubs to dance in. So that is the only way they can make money without getting a job at the fucking Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, which is, who the hell wants to work at the Piggly Wiggly? It's actually more degrading at all, which it shouldn't be degrading working in strip clubs, but there is always an air of, you've managed a strip club. It depends on your clientele.
For 7 years. I've managed Billy Dean's for a very long time in Long Island, but it depends.
Is that a more high end or is it middle of the road?
It's in between of high end and it's a unique strip club because he had a rule like we can never hire girls that were in the business for a while because they come with their own habits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you only hired girls that were new.
Fresh talent.
Well, when I got there, me and him got into a lot of arguments because I wanted to rebuild the club. He was only making $400,000 a year, turned it into like a $5 million a year club.
Wow.
So you're flipping strip clubs.
How did you do it? Like, what do you
do? Well, one, it was a strategy. Two, one, it was you had to pick the right girls. So we had, I was very strategic. You had a certain amount of white chicks, certain amount of black chicks, limited on Spanish, certain amount of Asian, a few German chicks. Cause you know,
taste for everybody.
Right.
Taste for all.
And then you it took me 6 months to segregate the days. Like literally, I hate to say it like that, but I had to segregate the days. It had to be like a white girl at night, had to be a mixed girl at night. Cause you had to figure out the market that was coming in. And
people come and get what they want.
Right.
On
and
that night.
North Belmont, the people didn't realize I was doing it, but it was me sitting there for 6 months going, we got more guys who attract more. The white girls make more money on a Wednesday. The black chicks make money on Tuesday and Thursday. Everybody makes money on Saturday. You know,
yeah.
The German chicks make money on Monday. So
Mondays have always been a German day. Have they not? I mean, the case of the Mondays.
Hey, what can you say? But it was me sitting back and being very observant and paying attention to how the money was flowing, how this. And I had to talk to him. We had to fire all the girls at one point because he was still in that. He started the Foxy Boxing thing.
Okay.
During the Richard Bay era, and so he was famous for
Richard Bay, legendary pervert.
Right. Yeah. So that's the guy who trained me about how business works. Like he taught me how to be a businessman. Like he literally what I learned from him, you can never get from college. So he taught me how to make money, how to cook the books, how to balance the books, how you pull the girls in, how you keep them, this, that, and the other. So my strategy was Billy Plan worked, but it hadn't changed over to the new millennium. So right. I on purpose.
He was an old fashioned, more of an old.
Yeah, Billy was old fashioned, right. But he considered me his son because he didn't have any children. So it was like a father son arguing relationship. And then I was like, just give me the club for 1 month.
So you came in with new ideas, new blood, kind of the young guy.
So I only hired girls that were in college, only hired girls who were married, and only hired girls that had at least children because you had to give them a goal. If they can strip, you hire a girl who has no children, no nothing, and she strips all week long, and she spends that $3,000 or $4,000 on two pairs of Louis Vuitton shoes.
Right.
That is the chick that you cannot keep from night to night because she will only make money to control her habit. So you had that. The strategy was grabbing a woman who had a goal to work for.
Right.
So that was strategy number one. Two, it was finding females that can communicate. If you could run a man's ear off, you can keep him buying drinks. The more drinks that are bought, the more money the bar makes. I don't give a fuck about the girls. How much money can that bar make within the 13 hours that we're open? So that was
because the booze is always the big sell.
The booze was a strategy and the trick of selling booze at the same time. So if I knew a girl drunk a certain drink and I didn't want her drunk, I would, so let's say we took this bottle of wine. I know you was a wine drinker. I would literally get some grapefruit juice or cranberry juice, pour it out, pour in a bottle of wine. And every time he bought you a $13 glass of wine, you was really buying grapefruit juice. So I was tripling and doubling the turnover rate of the bar. If he bought you a shot and I knew you drank vodka, we would put water in that bitch. And when you pour the water, he just bought you a fucking 14.
Because you don't want them getting drunk anyway.
No, yeah, you don't want them loose.
Getting loose goose and this, that, and the other. So the trick was controlling alcohol consumption.
That's a straight hustler play.
Yeah,
right.
I grew up with an uncle as a pimp. So you got to understand, for me, this was his talking in my ear and going, realizing, I know how to do this.
Right.
And another trick was putting all the girls in the same outfits. You go to a strip club and all the girls are wearing different outfits. I had a goal. The girls all had to wear the same white G-string, the same white pasties, and they wore like a see-through gown, and we had black lights in there. So it was easy to find a Billy Dean's girl because they were glowing in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you would see them, that's a Billy Dean's girl. You look at the girl with the red spandex. No, is it the brunette? Is it the redhead? Is it the chick with the braids or the chick with the long hair? Which chick do you want?
Right.
So you narrow it down to that thing. And another rule was never letting the girls pin their hair up. A man loves to see hair fall over a woman's face, especially when they dance. You got in a ponytail, you might not like the bitch's jaw structure. You might not like the format of how she did it. So this
Be China on stage. It might be China.
So you want to, and men love the flow of hair. You open up any magazine ad. I've done photography and film for years. You open up any magazine ad, the first thing they do is make sure the woman's hair flows, whether it's across the face
or... Well, just as a woman, I know minor flaws are just brushed over if you have that pretty hair going. You know, like if you have like...
Right. But when you're in a club environment and there's a reason why you walk into a bar and it's only red lights. They've figured out 30 years ago that red lights hide all blemishes.
Right.
So when you walk into a bar, every fucking woman looks beautiful. You take that bitch across the street to the coffee shop after you left the club and you might not want her.
Right.
She becomes a hag.
Right. How many hags get fucking phenomenal dick because they know how to dress up for a club? You know, so when you're in the bar and you're in a red light scene, so... Because we didn't have red lights, we had the black light situation. We had to strategically.
I also like this being discussed in a way. It's a harsh reality of what the business is of being in a strip club. Because there's part of it where it's just like, this is what you're selling. This is what your situation is. But I think if it's done in a more professional way, because I've been to some places. I'm not a huge strip club guy anymore. But I think part of it is the clientele, not even the ladies so much. But it's like when you get that sad clientele in there,
it
just brings the whole room down because these sad sacks are in there just trying to dollar by dollar get attention, you know, their way. And...
Right. You could. The goal was never to have a woman over the age of 31 in there. 31.
Guys,
the priority.
It's my last year to strip.
This is it. 1 year to go. And the swan song.
And the trick with that was flipping the club was, as Billy said, and not bragging or anything, but the key element was me because I would, it was a strategic game. If you was on stage, and no, let's say you was at the bar and you was having a few drinks, and I know it's your time to get on stage, I would walk over to you, grab your hand, kiss you on the cheek, and say, hey, you know what? I don't mean to take her away from you, but she's got to be on stage. But you could bring your Drake and yourself to the stage, and you could take care of her there. And then when the girl would be on the stage, I would whisper in the guy's ear. I said, "You should get a lap dance with her. She's really cool, and I think she's feeling you. I've been around her for a long time. She normally doesn't do that with many guys. Yeah. Then I'll get you in the booth.
And then they feel special,
right? Then they buy dances. So it was actually selling sex to the guy.
Right.
You know, it was actually selling the idea that they can have that chick.
Right.
And then when they're in the lap dance booth, I would go in the booth, like, don't stop the dance, keep it going. And then after so many songs, I would try to push them into the champagne room, which is like another $300-$400.
Sure.
What happens in there?
Nothing, because it was like 20 cameras. And the rule was, if you pull your dick out, the only person touching it is me and my foot will be on it. So that was that. Billy was really big
dick
on
style.
Women not having sex with them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because that's a whole other.
It brings down the market value of the girl. So I can't explain it all, but it was over the course of the first year, it was a lot of blueprinting and figuring out how do we change
it. Now, with that experience, do you think that has shaped anything personally for you, relationship wise, or because I know everyone's there, everyone works shitty jobs. So some people have to work at McDonald's Piggly Wiggly, and nobody wants to work there. So whatever it is, but some people are true professionals and are great at it and are there. And everyone's consenting to be there, and they're working and whatever. But to look at it in terms of more just like the property value of it. So like, as the woman is nothing more than just, because from a business standpoint, that is, you're just like, I have to sell the sex, I have to do this, I have to have them looking a certain way.
Sell the idea of sex.
Never sell the sex.
Can you fucking put me in jail?
No, Dietrich Davis has never arranged for a prostitution.
Yeah, I have. No, it's the idea of just I think the problem with most clubs today that they're just trying to get as many girls in the club. It's not how many girls you have, it's the quality of female. Right. Because if a guy likes a girl, even if he sees her once a month, he will come directly to that girl. And the idea is never being able to have sex with her is what's going to keep them coming back.
Right.
So although they're being treated as like a product, they're still being put on a pedestal. Right. So maybe
And another strategy I would do, we wouldn't give the girls their money that night of. A lot, 99% of strip clubs give the girls their money, and most girls will work one night and then you won't find them for the rest of the week or until they needed money. So, and that brings your clientele down. So my trick was, you keep your tips, but your lap dance and your champagne money, I will pay you at the end of the week in a check.
Right.
So at the end of the week,
keep it very professional.
But you had to do a minimum of 4 days. So that's how we kept clientele coming back, because those same girls were coming back.
Right. And if they leave with a hard-on for a young lady and they know she's going to be there the next night, they'll bring that hard-on back.
And that's how a lot of clubs lose money, because the girl is one way and then she's in another club. And then we would make them sign agreements that they couldn't work at other clubs while they worked there, lest they were completely fired or quit. So my goal was to change the strategy of how to keep the particular females that the guys wanted in that club at all times. Mm. You know, especially if you're in there 13 hours from. I was there from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. every day, 6 days a week.
Did you see Magic Mike?
No.
That's like the only thing I know about stripping.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you thought that was realistic.
I stripped in early to pay for my wrestling. I used to dance.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So I know for a fact I did that, and then I worked at a bondage house. So for me, that's how I paid for my wrestling. My mother was not giving me $1,000 a week at 18 years old to go travel across the United States.
Wait, what is a bondage house?
BDSM, you know.
But like a house, it's like that's a place.
Oh,
that you
all
go
over Manhattan,
to...
people. On these second and third floors, next to the museum, there was one.
Oh, yes.
Remember upstairs? Yep. I can't remember the name, but there was one around the corner.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a bondage house. It was more like a...
It was more of just a swingers house,
right? Yeah. The woman had so many mistresses or so many girls, and she needed at least one dom or master guy. So when she came into the club, she met me. She was like, hey, you have a nice body, nice this, and your personality is good. How would you like to... this, that, and yeah, I'm like, whatever. She was like, you can make $1,000 in 2 hours. I said, bitch, I'll be there tomorrow.
Hi.
You know, so, right. So, you know, and the girlfriend I did it at the time, she used to strip as well. So she was like, yeah, you should do that. And that's how I made a lot of money. But, you know, all over Manhattan, there's a lot of crazy.
Is that fun? Because that seems like acting to me. No, it's not fun to get into that role.
No, it's not fun at all. You fucking got to degrade yourself to degrade the person.
Oh,
so.
Right.
But see, this is what's interesting, that you get both sides of this too, because the fact that you were doing it at the strip club, but also the fact that there was a woman at this dom house who you were selling your beef.
And it's on 23rd Street. It's still there. It's still there on the third floor.
But Dietrich Davis will not be there. So if you're trying to find him there.
Do you ever see old clients on the train?
I've seen a lot. I've seen.
And they're like, oh, God, there he is.
I bumped into this porn star I used to mess with. And I was with my girlfriend. We don't like each other. We see each other. We're like just grilling each other. But I bet if it was just me and her and she wasn't with her man, I wasn't with my girl, we would have probably went somewhere that day and got a donut. Right. And that's how I met. And that's how I met a lot of adult film stars, going back to the China thing, because they would come to the strip club and dance on their off time. So you meet a lot of girls who they film 60 scenes in 3 months, and those 60 scenes take 4 years to come out because that guy has to become a film.
Right.
Yeah. So most of these girls are out the business before all their scenes are already shown.
Right.
So that's how, you know, so this girl, she has to keep that wagon going. She has to keep that money train going, because people are still buying your intellectual license. So you have to market yourself and get yourself in those clubs.
Keep yourself relevant.
Right, and on those ads and this, that, and the other. Like, if you go on Twitter and you look at all the strippers and porn stars, they all have 60,000 to 70,000 followers.
Oh, yeah,
because
they're big on Twitter.
It's the same network of guys that are following each girl. Which club are you in? This, that, and the other. Yada, yada, yada. And the girls promote the clubs, and the clubs make money, and this, that, and the other. So that's how I met a lot of adult film stars.
It's not like the old days when you just go down to, like, the pond. Pay for a tug job from the woman who sells sheep.
Old Bessie down the block.
It's all Twitter.
Excuse me, ma'am, are you selling hand jobs today? Because I have a whole $5 bill for you, and I need your time.
Oh, the business of sex. My goodness gracious.
Wait,
well,
speaking of dates and running into gals,
tug jobs down by the pond.
But I'm going to the pond right after this.
I'll see you guys there.
So did I give you the money now?
Yeah. We like to be paid up front.
Yes, always up front.
Up front,
yeah.
But this date we're about to take you on is free. And this is called Virtual Sugar.
Give me that virtual sugar.
So, Dietrich, what this is we found, pretend you're single for a couple minutes. We found.
I do it every day.
A real OKCupid profile.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to improvise a date with you. Mm-hmm. But it's a real OKCupid profile that we found you the perfect woman.
Yeah, we
so
did.
So, Murph will be playing this last. Her moniker online is ClitRing79. And you are taking her to Brooklyn Bowl to play a bowling game.
Okay.
Date starts now.
Hey, big boy.
Hey, bitch, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just you know, you are something else.
Did you
know?
Just get your tits done?
My tits were just done yesterday. They're a little fresh, so the bandages are still there. I took the bandages off. I'm bleeding a bit. I got a tank top, white tank top on, and I'm bleeding.
Let's get you a red tank top so you can collage in, because I want to profile.
You are a gentleman.
I try my best to make sure that you are at the top of your dollar.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shit, I just slipped in some blood. What the hell is this?
My tits are bleeding, but I'm working on it.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to drop you off at Beth Israel, and I'm going to go on my Holodex and call up the next chick, because you're actually killing my situation. So either you get it together or we going.
I got some paper towels. Look, there we go.
That's what I'm talking about. You ready?
Aggression is at the same time turn on as it is just a lot in the face.
Because if you're going to play with my balls, you're going to make sure.
I usually go for ball play date two.
Welcome to Brooklyn Bowl. What size shoes do you need?
I wear size 14.
Damn, this guy's got a big dick.
Sometimes.
Excuse me, sir. I am on. He only has a big dick sometimes, okay?
Sometimes.
So you don't know right
now.
Says
the woman in the bloody tank top.
I'm losing a lot of blood. But yes.
Bitch, you better not pass out on me.
I'm a size 4.5. And I'm going to try to make my way through this bowling game so that on date two I can play with his balls. Now just give me the shoes.
All right, here's a 14, a 4.5. And for the 14, I did put my number in that shoe. Please hang on to it.
Oh.
If I remember, yes.
Well, all right, I think we're lane 6 here. Let's just get over to the lane and maybe we can start to bowl. Are you a bowler? Do you bowl often?
No, I don't bowl often. But I'm going to tell you, when I'm going to sit down, you're going to go get my ball for me, make sure it's 8 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Got no time for this.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to get the bowling ball, and I'm going to put it right in your lap, and we're going to see how big those balls really are.
Well, all right, go ahead. Go get it.
All right. Here's the bowling ball.
Thank you.
There it is on your crotch. You didn't even flinch, for Christ's sake.
I can't. I got no time for it. It's about
you
being
You are
a
rock
man.
Hard right now.
I have to be.
Oh, boy. Well.
Excuse me, sir. We ask that you don't put your penis in the bowling ball.
You got your dick in the ball.
I can't help it. You're supposed to put my... You know what, bitch? Don't ask me what I'm doing.
All right. Well, just step up and let's see if you can bowl a strike, rolling that ball right off your cock.
You want me to throw my ball? You throw my balls for me. I'm not rolling this.
I will roll your dick and balls down the lane and see if we can at least pick up a spare.
Yeah, a spare of what?
Well,
gutter ball.
Wait, throw it right in the gutter.
That's where I'm leaving you. And that's where I'm leaving you.
All right, good night. I guess no second date?
I'm going to go home and jerk off with my tears.
Ha! Ends in a teary tug. A teary solo tug. Oh, boy.
Speaking of tears, this is the sad part, Mr. Dietrich Davis, where we have to say goodbye.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
It was amazing.
In closing, we'd like to remind you guys that Mr. Davis is building a film studio in Flatbush. Keep your eye out for that.
Right. Still in negotiations.
Still in negotiations.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
You will have a film studio there. Please follow him on Twitter. He's got so many followers, but he could always use one more. At Dietrich Davis.
And he takes care of his followers.
He does. He treats them right.
I try to communicate.
Check out his website, myeyesyourworld.com.
That's right.
And also, please, please, please follow us on Twitter, at Menage Radio. Tweet at us. Give us some questions. You can also email us questions at menageatois.radio@gmail.com.
Check out our website, menageatoisradio.com. We'd like to thank our producer, Taylor Moore.
Mr. Taylor Moore.
Thank you, Taylor.
Gorgeous. He was gorgeous, actually. Taylor Moore is the at gorgeous gorge.
He wants to know how big is too big.
And Sensual Jams that you've been listening to this entire episode, brought to you by
French Horn Rebellion. Check them out at FrenchHornRebellion.com.
I feel like I'm on a soft porn set with this
music.
Oh,
you are. It's just getting started.
Oh, yeah. This is where the sex starts.
All right.
And the radio ends.
Oh, sexual.
sexual healing.
With the lights low
and the healing is sexual.
Bowling with your dick is a good way to bowl.
Gotta sell, sell, sell. It's the selling of sex.
White.
Black.
White pasties.
White pasties in the black, black lights.
Tuesdays are for black chicks.
Mondays are for the Germans.
Hi.
Hi.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com. Ooh.